Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
You preach the gospel, you should live the gospel, you know. Then that mentality, if you carry it over into the world, then that means I want you to go to work this week, and the products you produce for the company you work for, you don't charge them a dime, and I want you not to get a paycheck this coming Friday or the next Friday or whenever it is. You just work for free from now on. And see how far you get. So it's all right for you to go to your job and to earn income. But it's wrong for me as a preacher to go to my job and earn an income. And yes, I do have a job. My job is spelled W-O-R-K. Right? Hallelujah. So we're talking about faith for finances, right? Everybody smiling now. It's all right. So we encourage you, invest in yourself. The number one area of life to invest in is not the utility companies. It's not the car companies. It's not the grocery stores. And those are basic necessities of life. But it's the biggest and first place you need to invest in is yourself. So I encourage you, get the products, and it will be a blessing to you. So it says here that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we have to put faith in action. So let's talk about this aspect of financial prosperity. Turn to Mark chapter 11, 23, our faith for finances, whatever it is. In Mark chapter 11, verse number 23, we're going to talk about another aspect of it. We're talking about you got to act on God's word in order to receive the benefits of God's word. But Mark chapter 11, verse number 23. The Bible says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Jesus said this in verse 23, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Isn't that right? So if you're going to prosper financially in the Lord, of course, number one, you've got to obey the written word of God. We talked about bringing your tithes and your offerings and sowing your finances into the work of God. We talked about all that. But there's another thing that you've got to line up in your life if you're going to prosper and have the blessings of God financially in your life. You can't talk poverty and be financially blessed. Let me tell you how this works. Had Uncle Smut. Anybody know who Uncle Smut is? Uncle Smut's Uncle James Greer. That's my daddy's brother. He was the smuttiest fella I know. I don't know how he got the name of Smut. I never found out from daddy. I'll have to ask my mama. She's still alive. Daddy's in heaven. But Uncle Smut, he was a very wealthy man and a preacher, by the way. And he had different businesses. And he pastored in the UPC. You know, was that, is that right? UPC, United Pentecostal, or maybe UPH, United Pentecostal, something or another, whatever. But anyway, he would walk around and come around the kin folks, you know, and all that stuff. And he would have a wad of $100 bills. In fact, in that day, $500 bills and $1,000 bills, which is not in production anymore. But in that day, he'd have $500 bills and $1,000 bills. And he'd have a wad of them rolled up with a rubber band around it in a round circle in his pocket, big enough, as Granny would say in the country, to choke a goat. But if you were to mention something to him about buying something or obtaining, "Oh, I'm so broke, I can't pay attention. I'm so broke, I can't pay attention. Oh, I don't have nothing. I'm just so poor. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't even hardly pay my bills." But he would walk around with this wad of money in his pocket, and guess what happened? Uncle Smut got to the place that he couldn't pay his bills. Said, "Did you try to help him?" "Well, I didn't know how to help him then. I was more goofed up than he was." because I was in my sin. But you cannot talk about how poor you are and how you can't pay your bills, and you can't talk about and magnify your lack if you're going to have money come in your life. You can't talk about how you don't have money and how you can't be blessed, and how that you can't have and can't pay your bills, and how you can't obtain this and how you can't obtain that if you're going forward. Because Jesus said you can have what you say. Let me give you some examples of people that got exactly what they said. There was an individual you may have heard of. We'll see and examine this. There was an individual named Elvis Presley. Does anybody know a gentleman named Elvis Presley? Anybody ever heard of, is it a common name, or I'm the only one that's ever heard of Elvis Presley? You know, Elvis Presley influenced the world more than any other human being that has ever lived. If you want to know all about that, I've got a series, a little CD called A New Era Began in 1947. If you don't know what I went from 47 up to the 80s, God gave me a supernatural prophetic message. And Elvis Presley is in that message. He'd done more to change the culture of the world and the mentality and the morals of the world than any other human being that has ever lived. And there's a lot of things that happened. And then the federal government got off, the Supreme Court got off in 1947. It goes on from there. But Elvis Presley, premature death, was a product of what he said continually out of his mouth. Jesus said, what you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, you're going to have in your life. Now, just because you say something a few times, or even 100 times, or maybe even 1,000 times, doesn't necessarily mean that you believe it or that it's going to come to pass in your life. But if you keep saying it, and you keep hearing it, and you keep repeating it, and you keep saying it, and you keep hearing it, and you keep hearing it, faith comes by hearing, negative or positive, good or bad. And eventually what you say, meditate on, and think about is eventually going to register on your spirit as a truth, whether it's truth or not. And that's going to become a reality in your life. So what did Elvis Presley do that caused his premature death? His brother, he's got a half-brother that is a preacher. Elvis Presley's got a half-brother that is a preacher. I heard his half-brother, Elvis Presley's half-brother, say this out of his own mouth. He said, Elvis always said, from the time that we were growing up, he said it thousands of times. He said, Elvis said, I'll never live to be older than the age my mama was when she died. She died at a young age. And you know what? Elvis did too. So, Brother Randy, drug killed him, alcohol killed him, this killed him, rock and roll killed him, sin killed him. No, his tongue killed him. Those were byproducts of the way that it happened. But if you get to talking about those things, it's going to happen in your life. How do you know? Jesus said so. He said, you can have what you say, you will have what you say. Another individual that you may have heard of, we'll have to examine to see if it was. But another individual that you may have heard of was an individual in recent times named Michael Jackson. Has anybody ever heard of an individual named Michael Jackson, or am I the only one? Oh, I'm the only one. Thank you. Thank you. Michael Jackson, the singer, the Michael Jackson. Do you know that he was married at one time to Elvis Presley's daughter? He was married to Elvis Presley's daughter. He married her. As husband and wife, he married her. I heard her out of her own mouth tell why Michael Jackson died. She was on CNN, they was interviewing her, and I just happened to be flipping through the channels, and I seen her, and I stopped, because I was talking about the death of Michael Jackson. And she said that Michael Jackson told her, while they were married, over and over, he consistently said, that don't mean he said it every second, But he talked about it often to her, and this is what he told her. This is Elvis Presley's daughter that Michael Jackson is married to, their husband and wife. Michael Jackson told her, "I will die just like your daddy did. I will die just like your daddy did." And do you know what? Michael Jackson died just like or similar to Elvis Presley. Somebody said, well, that's a coincidence. It was drugs that killed him. It was a doctor that killed him. It was a lotion and potion that killed him. No, it was his mouth that killed him. All the rest of those things are byproducts. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, you will have what you say. Another individual that you may have heard of, it's important what you say. You cannot talk failure. You cannot talk defeat and expect to be a success. It does not match. If you talk failure, you're going to have failure. If you talk success, you're going to have success. And yes, there's more to it than the talking, but the talking is part of it, and the saying is part of it. But there's another individual that you may have heard of. And of course, I'll just use his stage name because that's what people would be familiar with. I'll say stage name, the part that he played. His name was Fred Sanford, Red Fox. Anybody ever heard of Fred Sanford on Sanford and Son? I think they still run some of the old reruns on some of those channels. You know what I mean? But what was his favorite thing to do and favorite part that he had that was constantly going on? What are you doing there, brother? He's coming to see me, Elizabeth. See there? You remember when Fred, he would just act that I'm coming to see you, Elizabeth. I'm having the big one, the great heart attack. It's coming upon me. And he'd done that show after show after show after show after taping. And how many times did he have to retape because somebody said the wrong thing and he had to do it again? Reckon how many times he'd done it in one day. Just because you say something don't mean it's going to happen, but if you say something continually over a period of years like he did, do you know where he died? He died on the set, taping a show, and his heart bursted, and he had a fatal heart attack, and he fell dead. Somebody said, "I know what killed old Fred, wine, women, and song. I know what killed Fred, a heart attack." No, I'll tell you what killed Fred was his tongue. So you are a spirit being, you possess a soul, and you live in a physical body. And what you say with your tongue, your spirit tries to produce in your life. Because if you're born again, you got the life of God inside of you. And if you're not born again, your spirit is still going to try to produce what you say out of your mouth. We were created in the beginning, God created the human race, to live forever. And you know, when you think about death, and most people don't, because you were never meant to die, but because we've been tainted because of the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, every human being, this flesh body, will cease to exist, cease to function, put it like that, the flesh body. But that does not mean that you will cease to exist. A spirit being, as you, or you could say a spirit person, such as you, will live forever somewhere. But your spirit inside of you is constantly trying to produce a result in your life. And what it's trying to produce is what you believe, what you meditate on, and what you say out of your mouth. You are a product today of what you have believed, what you have thought about, and what you have said in times past. So if you don't like what you have today, then you've got to change what you're saying in order to shape your future for tomorrow. I'm standing in prison, remember. I got born again on my third escape from prison. I came to Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke to me supernaturally the first week of May of 1982 on my third escape from prison. I was headed out of the country, headed to Mexico with illegal papers and passports so that I could evade the authorities. But in Galveston, Texas, before I could get out of the United States and get onto this boat that was going to take me into Mexico, and I was supposedly going to live happily ever after.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer.
Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.